Thank you, Mr. President. And since my delegation didn't take the floor during your tenure yet, I want to congratulate you and assure you of the full support of my delegation. But I also want to pay tribute to the efforts of your predecessor, the Russian Federation. Austria, of course, is fully aligned with the statement just delivered on behalf of the European Union. I'm taking the floor to add some remarks in our national capacity. Austria strongly condemns the latest ballistic missile launch by the DPRK, which represents yet again a serious violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. As Austria's Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz underlined in his statement on Sunday, constant provocations and breaches of international law are not acceptable. Responsible actions and demonstration of willingness to respect international law and enter into negotiations by the DPRK are urgently needed. The actions taken by the DPRK serve to aggravate tensions both at the regional and the global level and pose a risk to global peace and security. We therefore urge the DPRK to comply with international law and to put an end to its nuclear and missile programs. The quest for security through nuclear weapons leads only to increased risk for all. The case of the DPRK illustrates the need for stepping up efforts towards a world free of nuclear weapons. Thank you, Mr. President.